her bed and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
And Spurrell goes down, out to center ice. It's cleared by Michigan Tech. Huskies across the line with Bax Vallis. Vallis turns over to his forehand, slips it between the legs of the defenseman. In front and back for Stemner. He'll wind it up, shoots, blocked in front, shot taken by the Huskies. Look, Lock is right there. They score! They score! The Huskies tie the game up. 6:07 left to go in the third period.
You remember that one, Mike?
Vaguely.
That was your first goal. That was against Duluth, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it was. Feels like it was so long ago.
Doesn't
already.
It, though?
Season's just flying by here.
It's hard to believe. Mike Neville is with us, Michigan Tech freshman, wears number 25 from Woodbridge, Ontario, coming in with two goals on this season. This was my favorite one.
Huskies have control inside of their own zone. Stretch pass up for Neville. Breakaway. He's in. Shoots. Goal!
I know you don't forget that one. That was just a couple of games ago.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty good play by Waddy, just finding me through the middle of the ice, and had that D all over me. I was just trying to get a shot away, and she went in.
Well, it was a great shot, great goal, great highlight video, too. They watched that one over and over again. And, Mike, you really had a great start to your career at Michigan Tech. I know there was a lot of expectations of you coming in here, but I think maybe you have exceeded some of the expectations as a freshman. Do you feel like that right now? I mean, do you feel like you're playing better than you would have thought you would have been playing at this point of your career?
Yes and no. I think that I've made the adjustment pretty well to college hockey from junior. But again, I expect a lot of myself. I expect myself to play hard, do the little things. It's not necessarily about the points every night. It's about finishing hits and winning those one-on-one battles.
Well, you have done a pretty good job of finishing hits. You had a monster hit in the championship game against Western down at the Great Lakes Invitational. You really have become known as an all-around player, great defensively inside of the Husky zone. You have the offensive touch that we've seen, and I'm sure we're going to see even more of, and the physicality, the physical part of your game is big. I mean, you're not a huge guy, but you're not a small guy, 6 foot 190, and it seems like you've gotten very comfortable at this level very quickly.
Yeah, I think I have, especially the physical parts, a part that I take a lot of pride in, and I guess it's just a man-to-man thing. I just think it's a battle in itself. Every hit counts. Finishing every hit really counts.
Well, the Huskies, we're struggling to score goals right now. You have two on the season. You almost had three, but they took one away from you at the SDC a couple of weeks ago. But a lot of our guys that are used to scoring a lot of goals, Alex Batan is starting to come on now. He's starting to put them in on a very regular basis, and we're still kind of waiting for Blake Fietta to kind of break out of this scoring funk, even though he's playing well and getting his opportunities. And we asked this of the coaches before, but as a player, do you see this team in the second half getting out of this funk where we're getting opportunities but not scoring goals?
I think we're going to break through. I think once we stop getting those opportunities, that's when we're really going to be worried. But as long as the opportunities keep coming, for some guys it's just a matter of bearing down on the stick, and sometimes it's a matter of guys just lightening up on it. Some guys just grip their sticks a little bit too tight, and I think you just got to find that middle ground, and I think we're going to break through in the second half.
Mike Neville is with us, freshman forward for the Michigan Tech Huskies. During the championship game, centering Alex Batan and C.J. Ike. Talk about those guys as your line mates there. That's a lot of speed on both sides of you.
Yeah, well, Iker is obviously a great skater. I don't think he gets enough credit for the offensive talent that he really is. Guys always see him out on the PK blocking shots and doing things like that, but he definitely has some offensive upside. And then And then Al is probably one of the most skilled players in the WCHA. I think I'm very fortunate to have him as a line mate. And I know if I get him the puck, he's going to be burying it. So,
well, you did that on Friday night. You were able to get that puck out there. He buried that puck. And it wasn't much of a play as far as, you know, a big elaborate setup. It was just some hard work down in the corner by you and CJ. And you were finally able to get out there. And it looks like whoever was supposed to be defending Alex kind of just let their guard down for a split second. And that's all you need when he's got that kind of talent, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we knew the ice conditions going into those games, and it was just a matter of getting pucks to the net. We knew goals were going to be greasy and very hard to come by, so just plugging away and getting to that net, and Al just buried that one.
Mike Neville with us. Wears number 25 for the Michigan Tech Huskies, and do you anticipate the line combinations being somewhat similar going into the indoor WCHA series against Lake State this weekend, Mike?
I think so. Again, coach's decision at the end of the day, but I think a lot of guys are really starting to develop chemistry, and I think guys are pretty comfortable with the way things are right now.
Are you comfortable playing wing, too? You know, you've been center, but does it matter to you where they put you?
Anywhere I can help, to be honest. I was actually a winger for most of my junior career, and then my final year I kind of switched over to center, and that's where I've been so far.
All right, well, he plays with C.J. Eich and Alex Patan. Phoenix Copley has been our pillar back there between the pipes for Michigan Tech in net. And if you can, just talk a little bit about his play and his ability. It's an old cliche. He gives you guys a chance to win every night, but he really does. And I know that really affects the way you guys play out in front of him, doesn't it?
Yeah, he really does. Like, if you take a look at that championship game, Western had some key scoring opportunities, some key scoring chances, and he made it look easy. I don't know. I'm not sure how he does it, but he just seems to always be in the right position, and when he slides over, he always seems to be making the right play.
What about the shootout situation there? How nervous as a player are you when you're either in it or you're watching it? I mean, what is the feeling like down there on the bench or on the side?
Oh, yeah, it was tense. I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Hag from Michigan State came down and he scored. And
right.
It was a do-or-die situation for Tanner, and Tanner's got ice water in his veins. He just comes down, makes a little move, and buries. And then you got Phoenix makes a big save on the next shooter, and then Fernie comes in and buries that one for us. Huge play.
It was
what a rush.
It was a huge play. And, you know, it's funny about Tanner and Fern. Both of them look so relaxed, both after they before they scored and after they scored. When you say they have ice in their veins, I mean, it really seemed like both of them knew exactly what was going to happen and almost weren't surprised when they both went in.
Yeah, I don't think we were either. It was kind of funny because a couple guys were talking on the bench about maybe the goalie was coming out a little bit too far instead of shooting, make a nice move, and they both made really nice moves to the forehand, and they buried.
Well, the Huskies win it in a shootout. We've now been in two shootouts, Mike. One didn't mean anything other than just a chance to entertain the fans at Minnesota Duluth, but we win that one, and we also win the one at the Great Lakes Invitational over the weekend. What are your thoughts on the WCHA ever going to a shootout to decide games?
Yeah, it was funny. Coach was joking around that if there's ever a vote on it, he's definitely going to be voting for shootouts. But they're just really a skills competition. It's not so much which team's playing better necessarily. It just comes down to that one shooter and the goalie. I think we're going to be voting on it.
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, if it was my vote, I would say no shootouts just for that fact, but it would be hard not to vote for it with the way the Huskies have been winning in the shootouts. And it's kind of ironic because we haven't been able to score many goals during play, but we do have so much skill on this team. And like you said, I think the second half could be a little bit different story. As you look ahead to the schedule, Mike, we've got some big road games, especially to start things off in the second half. We go to Lake State this weekend, of course, and then head to Ferris State. Ferris State, one of the best teams in the nation right now. And what are your thoughts of the team's chances in the next four games are on the road?
Yeah, it's a tough start to the new year, but again, us and Lake State, we're tied right now in the standings, and there's not a lot of separation in the WCHA. We know Ferris is up top there, and we know that they have a lot of firepower. I think they're averaging close to four goals a game. But again, it's another challenge for our team that I think we're ready for come the second half.
Huskies are at Lake State this Friday and Saturday night.